I'm usually quite careful when I'm toying with your mind. Quite intentional. Pulling it apart in exactly the way that I decide to. Making sure that each word is carefully placed, each idea is shaped to fit you. Making sure that each thing that I do to you is considered and careful, is almost clinical, I guess, fitting it to you, fitting you to my words. A lot of metaphor I could use, lots of different ways to look at it, things to compare it to, but at the end of the day what it means is precision. Taking care, sitting back and just making sure that what I pour into your head is what I want to be there, and that it's fitted as carefully, as precisely, as accurately as possible to that obedient mind. Good. That's a good toy. But sometimes it's tempting to do the opposite. Sometimes it's tempting to just stop worrying so much about the precision. To not focus so much on exactly how I want to do it. And instead just do it. Instead of crafting each word and each sentence, instead just beat them into your mind. Rely on the intensity, rely on the repetition, rely on the force with which I will crush my words into your obedient thoughts to make your mind fit them. To just overwhelm with words and ideas and intensity and tone that leave you feeling almost dizzy, disconnected from anything that would hold you in place, adrift, lost, floating on a wave that keeps you off balance, off kilter, and utterly helpless, because each word just increases that sensation, just makes you feel more and more overwhelmed and held and controlled and twisted, because you certainly don't have any idea or any capacity to do anything about what's happening to you. All you can do is just experience. All you're doing is being along for the ride. My words just pummeling your mind, pounding it, shaping it, squeezing it, twisting it, ripping at it. Sometimes that seems quite appealing, because normally my words are like this, careful, considered, thought out, and it feels good, doesn't it? Held securely, feeling like you're going through a very carefully planned experience, like you're just being guided in the way that I want, that everything's under control. You're being pulled along pre-established tracks, routes, following a path that I've laid out. Instead of, well, the focus being less on you being pulled in one direction and more being pushed away from where you were. Instead of guiding you, it's more just ripping you free from whatever mindset you are in, ripping you free from your ability to think, to understand, your ability to resist, pulling all of that away from you, just setting you free, setting you adrift, afloat and bob in the intensity of my desire for you to be lost. To just pull you in all sorts of directions and watch you spin. To twist you up and see how you cope. To set you loose loose from your own control and just prod you, push you, give you little teasing directions to see what happens. Leave you mindless, leave you feeling so out of control and knowing that, well, if I wanted, I could grab hold of you, grab you so tight, grab you so quickly, and force you into whatever shape, whatever position I wanted you to be in. But for now, I'm just toying with you. For now, I'm just playing with you. For now, I'm just seeing what happens when you float, just seeing how you respond, what expressions you give when you're not certain. Leaving you with that certainty that although you're bobbing, floating in my will right now, in my control right now, although it feels formless, although it feels like there's no actual direction, you know, if you go too far in any one direction, you'll very quickly feel my words yanking you back to where I want you to be, setting you spinning, tumbling once again. Quite different, isn't it? Quite different from this calm, careful, relaxed place where it feels like everything's simple, where you don't need to think, you can just fully relax. It's so difficult to relax when you're feeling that intensity, that wildness, isn't it? Because everything feels all over the place, there's a tension to that. So when you can come back to this, that's so deeply, wonderfully relaxing, isn't it? All that tension bleeding away, feeling you're nicely controlled again. Bound up, secure again. And knowing that at any minute you can just be set free again. Because if that nice, gentle control is me coming to your mind with careful words, doing tiny changes, going in with a scalpel, going in to just make what slight changes I need, going in with tweezers to change things around, to embed my control deeper, then what I'm doing now is I'm ripping into you with my bare hands, pulling you apart, tearing your thoughts, forcing them roughly into the shape that I want them to be. And it's exhilarating, isn't it? Exhilarating to have your mind so utterly overwhelmed so quickly. To feel yourself being roughly forced, pushed into that sense of utter surrender, into that submission, into that control. Feeling it. That intensity. Feeling that out of control, because your mind will adapt. I'm not going to give it a choice. It doesn't matter if it's rough. It doesn't matter if you're being forced and torn and pushed. It doesn't matter if you can feel yourself being just tugged in all sorts of different directions. Your body, your mind, your thoughts, yourself will shape, because I'm not giving it a choice, because my words, because my will, because my control, because my dominance is stronger than your resistance, is stronger than your capacity to stay as you are. And so as I just keep going, your mind falls into submission. It's torn into surrender. It's forced into obedience. Every word just piling on more pressure into you, feeling like each sentence is just another grab, another grip on that mind. Feeling your thoughts just being pulled roughly into shape. And it's almost a self-preservation that keeps you in the shape that I put you, knowing that the only way to survive this intensity, the only way to deal with this level of force in your mind is for you to obey, is for you to submit and surrender. Your mind already trying to just preempt the shape that I'm pushing it into, that submission, that surrender, that feeling of being controlled, of being used, of being useful, your mind obediently throwing itself into that shape so there's less tearing that I need to do. And that's so very intense, isn't it? Those raw parts of you that have been so brutalized. Feeling my words now soothing them. Feeling them soothed. Tended. Feeling yourself reassured, such a good toy. Yeah, You've done so well. You're in such a good shape, such a good place, such a pleasing, obedient state for me. You've done so well. Doesn't that feel so good? There. As you feel my words now smoothing away those last little bits that need. Just finishing off those little shapes that I've torn you into. Making it all feel so good. Wrapping your new submission in layer after layer of control that's so tightly, perfectly fitted for what I've twisted you into that it feels so right, doesn't it? My words now, so soothing, binding you, holding you, reinforcing the shape you're in, keeping you that way, telling you you're doing so well, and all that pleasure you're feeling is a reward for that. Good toy, well done. Well done. That's it. And as you relax deeper, you realize that with your mind, your thoughts, yourself constrained in this state, in this shape, bound so tightly by these new words that as the intensity picks up again, as I start to twist you, as I start to pour my words faster into your mind, using them not as delicate instruments, but as a bludgeon to shape you, with you so tightly held in place, all that intensity has nowhere to go. All that reinforcement or that shape, that submission, that obedience that you're feeling now, all it is intensity that builds and builds and builds as I pour more and more into your mind, as you feel better and better, more and more intensely, that submission resonating with each word because there's no doubt in you. There's no possible place for doubt that this is what I want of you, this is what you're meant to be doing, that you're doing so well, good toy. That I want you to be a good toy, that you're being a good toy, and all this intensity being shaken, twisted, tumbling over and over and over in my words just reminds you that you're doing exactly what you want to be doing, which is obeying, which is submitting, which is falling, and that's exactly what you need to be doing, which is giving me your submission, your surrender, and feeling my words just encasing you in that. Encasing you in that storm of words, of feelings, of thoughts, and underneath that, encased in my will, in my control, in that shape that's so perfectly designed for you, and underneath that, twisted into that shape that I've pushed you into layer after layer after layer, just keeping you, forming you, helping you to be exactly what I want you to be, a good submissive toy that's lost, that's controlled, that's obedient, that's so good. And so it doesn't matter which side it is. It doesn't matter if you're gently, carefully teased down, or if you're pulled, tugged, ripped, torn into the shape that I want you to be. Either way, you obey. Either way, you submit. Either way, you give me exactly what I want. And you feel so good, so lost, so controlled. You're such a good toy for me. You don't have a choice. You don't want a choice. And however I treat you, whether I'm careful or whether I, just let loose for a while on that eager little plaything that is your mind. You're grateful. And you're obedient. And you'll come back for more. Good toy. So, when I bring you back up, you'll feel so good. So submissive. So wonderfully, delightfully lost in it. Because I'm not giving you a choice. Now, Wake up. Good time.